Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
I was a pastor at St. Dominic's in San Francisco. Did a lot of preparations for marriages. Just before the dot-com bubble burst, we did 150 weddings a year. I would do 52 wedding preps. That's 5 to 6 meetings. So with so many meetings, I began to blather on, so I had to come up with something practical. So I ask you, how many wedding rings here? Have I done this for you guys yet? No? Okay, how many wedding rings? Let's see those wedding rings. I want to see them. Okay? You tug on it. You twist it. And if the rock is big enough, you stare at it, right? How many people wear a cross? Or a medal, right? Kind of pull on it, right? I want to suggest another way of dealing with these little baubles and make them so much more. Instead of playing with them, pray them. Goes this way. Every time you notice that ring, just for 3 seconds, 5 seconds, think of some wonderful moment with that special person in your life. Your spouse, your child, your friend, your family. Just relive one moment. And then simply say, thank you, God. That feeds your heart. We so often dwell on the negative that we drain our hearts out. You are what you decide to notice. Number two, notice you're teaching yourself to see the more. Because if you're looking for what to pray in that ring or that cross or that medal, notice you start looking. What was the blessing of this day? Number three, when you come back home or you come to prayer, notice you've already framed that homecoming with appreciation. And finally, when you pray, it's no longer give me God or give me this God. It's thank you, God, for this most amazing gift. You know, people are marvelous, but we are mysterious. Not in the modern sense of hiding, but rather in the biblical sense that there's so much more to the people in our lives. There is always a disclosing, a discovering. And the more that we are attentively present, the more we savor the good in our day and in others, more is elicited and discovered. And the more we are transformed by others' goodness. This is true for lovers and friends, parents and children. Sadly, we often don't attend and reflect enough. Routine is the enemy of our relationships. Flying on automatic pilot, we notice less and less. Over time, a couple or just would-be friends can become as blind as the man in our gospel. We all say we see, but do we see deeply? Insight is not an easy matter. Be it about ourselves, our families, our friends, our lovers, our God. Consider our gospel. Through the messiness of spit and mud, through the incongruous, Jesus gives sight. But how much does this man really see? Certainly he sees physically, but he doesn't see with insight. And so the interrogation begins. And in 3 steps, he will see more, and the Pharisees will see less and less. But those hard, challenging questions did the man good. It forced him to wrestle, not merely with the Pharisees' question, but with the very experience of being healed. Notice how his understanding deepens with each round of questioning. At first telling, Jesus is merely the one who cured him, nothing more. But questioned and forced to reflect, he takes another step. And so he comes up with, well, Jesus must be a prophet from God, for God worked through him. Of course, now then they bring in the parents. Fear overpowers their love. And so they acknowledge him, but demur. He is of age, question him. And the man is reminded that he is an adult and must act the part. He's now questioned under oath with the words, give God the praise. And then they add their judgment, we know this man is a sinner. His answer reveals a new desire in his heart. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? You know, when we truly ponder our experiences, we're drawn deeper into them, and a new, deeper possible relationship is revealed. The man wants to become a disciple. And still the relentless questioning continues. We know that God spoke through Moses, but we do not know where this man came from. This is what's so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. And notice how he identifies Jesus. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. And so the man of new sight identifies Jesus. When he finally encounters Jesus again, he makes his profession of faith. An act of adoration, I do believe, Lord, and he worshiped him. So step by step, the man had to confront his experience of Jesus. Those hard questions of others did him a favor. It forced him to probe his experience. Nothing was left for granted. It would have been so easy to merely be healed and go on with life. And never really see. The routine of the familiar, like a ring on a finger, a cross around your neck, can still wonderment and stop our probing. Life on automatic pilot dampens our desire to be disciples and weakens the transforming power of grace-filled experience that God gives. And every one of you has had a grace-filled experience, whether you realize it or not. You know, we're made new creations in the waters of baptism, just like that man going to Siloam. We become God's adopted sons and daughters. There's a real change in us. Just as there was new sight in the blind man, there should be real new insight in you. But it took pondering and reflecting. It took struggling and probing the experience before there was insight. Our experiences are only as deep as the time we give them. Let me say that again. Our experiences are only as deep as the time we give them. God gives his gifts, but they touch us only as personally as the personal attention we give. From this table, you will receive the very person of Jesus and the food from. Do you savor it? Sadly, it can become such a routine. Does our mind turn to it throughout the week? Do we feed ourselves on it? Like you feed yourself on your loved one. In the parents' silence, we see fear can stop love and the love support that love can give. So you got three choices, folks. We all have three choices whenever you face the hard questions and difficult times. Sometimes hard questions make us fearful and paralyze us like those parents. Sometimes we oppose good questioning with rigid certainty, and we become like the Pharisees, harsh and judgmental. Sometimes we face hard questions with open eyes and minds that look for God's surprises, and we gradually begin to see Jesus. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Only you can decide whether you will have a fearful mind, a closed mind, or an open mind. Only the open mind and heart can step beyond fear and judgment and see the living God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.